Kenya saw a day of relative calm today after a week of violent civil unrest that began over a disputed election result. Chris Altieri discussed the situation with Apostolic Nuncio to Kenya, Archbishop Alain Paul Lubopin.
On the short term, it will be for the international community to do all the best for the helping these people who are in need. And I think that will be based, frankly, on humanitarian level for construction of better relations among the leaders of this country. The country, of course, voted. I don't want to pronounce myself on the result, because that, I think, the Kenyans can do by themselves also, and it looks like they are decided to try to find the truth. But what has to be done, where I'm sure that all people in Kenya are absolutely scandalized by what happened, this image of ethnic confrontations. We need peace with justice. And we have no peace without justice. We have no justice without peace. After the long term, the international community has to do also to us to help them to find the way, and not to impose a way, but just to find the way. And I am quite sure they have enough capacity to understand where is the solution.
The Catholic community in Kenya was active in both sides of the campaign. Can you talk with us a little bit about the role of the church in Kenyan society?
The role of the Catholic Church is very important. First of all, they are present in places where without the church, no assistance could be given in terms of education or in terms of health first. The position of the bishops was not to take position in favor of one a candidate or another one. All the Catholics here, of course, they voted. They were very active in the campaign, and our people is in all the sides. It's why I have a lot of hope that we can rebuild something. And, of course, the Catholic Church, as other churches, the Anglican Church also of Kenya, can play a role. And I'm believing that they have the sensibility to do that. Kenyan people are very religious people, so I am confident. We are not at the point, really, to be a destroyed country. No, it's a very terrible thing what happened, but I think many things are possible.